Hey guys, what's up? It's Jana Kramer and you're listening to The Wind Down. Why Wind Down? I love wine, and anyone who follows me on Instagram at Kramer Girl will know that I love to drink my wine, and this is my time to wind down with some wine and talk about how my child whines. No, but seriously, I'm here for you guys as a mom, as a friend, as a sister, as just a pal, and we're going to talk about it all, and I'm super excited about it because this is my time right now. This is my time to hang out with you guys and just chat about what's going on in the world, what's going on in my life, what's going on in your life. And we're just going to have a great time and get through it all together.
Life.
Life, man. Life is something, huh?
As a mom, it is.
It is.
It's
But totally. It's also like the whole journey of becoming a mom, too. Like even when you're single, it's like when I was single, I still wanted to be a mom. So it's like that whole process of like getting to be a mom.
Right.
Like trying to find
so
the right
man. So you always knew.
Oh my gosh, since I was like five.
Not everybody knows that.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
By the way, this is producer Jen. She's amazing. And she's got kids. How
I've
many
got
again?
One. I have one.
Oh, you just have one?
He just turned six.
Oh, a boy.
It's a boy.
A little peepee.
Really fun. Super fun.
What do you do with that? That's the thing. Like, I'm so afraid to have a boy because it's like, I know what to do with the girl stuff. But like the boy thing, I don't know. He's like so little and like.
Well, I know. When he was smaller, I would just wash them.
Yeah.
And now I'm a little like.
Weird,
right? You take your bath.
Yeah. Like you wipe. Yeah. Just, you do you.
Yeah. Gonna stay away from that.
Yeah. Weird. What's his name again?
Rocco.
Rocco. Where'd that come from?
I named him after Saint Rocco, who is a saint, the saint of healing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's really beautiful. The only saint that actually has a dog in the picture.
Saints don't have dogs?
No. He's the only one.
Aww. Little Rocco. Yeah. I love that. Did you just want one?
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm
just wanted
why.
One. I was a one. I have two older sisters, okay. But they're half sisters.
Okay.
So I was an only, and I just never, I'm going to be really honest. Okay. I didn't grow up wanting to be a mom.
Really?
Although I think I'm a really good mom.
Yeah.
The best that I can be.
No judgment. I'm just curious why.
I don't know. I just didn't have that.
The mom thing.
The mom thing. I just
like you could have been okay. Like this is what I always say to my girlfriends that are like, I don't know if I want to be a mom. I'm like, if you were 60 years old swinging on your front porch, would you regret not being a mom? And you would have said no?
I would have said no, but it's because I didn't have the experience.
Mm.
Now that I have him, I can't see my life any other way.
Right.
But I didn't. I wasn't that person.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Yeah. And you were just like, just one and done.
Just one and done.
I always get like, what happens if, like, my girlfriend, Brianne, just had a baby boy and she just wants the one. But like, don't you want like your insurance baby if something happens? I know it's terrible to say, but like.
No, I've actually.
Isn't it terrible to say? I mean, but like, then you'd be like, I don't know.
Right. Because then you have to think about having another one.
Right.
If something was ever to happen.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
Terrifying.
I've thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm at a point where I don't think I would have another baby. I really don't. Unless I had a surrogate. Because I did not like being pregnant. I was not that person that loved
like you weren't
the whole
like,
process.
Oh, I look beautiful or feel beautiful.
Right.
Were you sick?
I was sick for the first few months.
Yeah.
And then I was working a lot and I just wasn't into it.
Right. That's okay.
Yeah. I was totally into him when I had him.
Right.
But I just can't imagine, you know, going through the whole experience again.
Yeah.
But some
I mean,
women,
I get that.
Yeah. And women, there are other women who absolutely love it.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, I was just like, I always knew that once I was a mom, that was going to be my purpose. But at the same time, now I'm struggling with now finding me through motherhood, which is a crazy journey too, because you're like, man, thought this was going to be like my purpose, and it is my purpose, but now I still need to like be me too,
right?
Which is a struggle.
You time,
me time.
What do you do for you time?
Well, that's the problem. I got to figure that out because it's like I'm always just with my daughter, and so now it's like now this is the start to be able to do, you know, this podcast. It was like, so this is something for me.
Gives you time.
And granted, yes, it's talking still about my child, but like, I'm still connected to her. But this is like what makes me happy. And I need that because if not, I'm just going to lose my identity. And I think that's a problem with moms.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So why did you have a baby then if you didn't really want one?
Because I was getting older.
Oh, you got clutched by that.
Yeah. I was getting older. And I'd been married for a very long
time.
How
long were you married for?
I was married for 16 years.
And you're getting divorced?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going through mediation. I'm not using attorneys. I'm trying to compassionately
uncouple. Are you okay? Are you happy about that? Or
yeah, I'm super happy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It just wasn't working.
I just kept growing and
the relationship stalled.
Yeah. It just stalled years ago.
Did you try therapy?
Yes.
Didn't work.
Absolutely. No.
Mm. Mm-mm. Was one willing to fight and the other not?
No, I think we were both ready.
Got it.
Both ready.
So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
How's Rocco dealing with it?
He's so resilient. That's awesome. When they're that young, they're like rubber bands. They just bounce right back.
What are you fighting over in their mediation? Air miles? You're kidding. I was watching Wedding Crashers, and they were like fighting over the air miles.
He did ask for half of the miles.
He did?
Absolutely.
Stop.
I swear that's on the table.
Just like in the movies, people.
Yes. And he definitely wants the equity out of the house.
That should be split.
It's going to be split. Okay. But so I'll probably sell the house.
What else do you want that he's being poopy over?
Nothing. I'm not asking for anything.
Oh, man. I'd be like, I want it all. Give me it all for this marriage that you've ruined. I want the house. I want the baby. I want it all.
I'm asking for Rocco. That's it.
So here's my thing. Because I've thought about divorce millions of times from my awesome husband. There we go, ladies and gentlemen, I'm an open book. I contemplate divorce on a daily basis. But that is my biggest thing, is my daughter. Mm-hmm. Because it's like I would want to fight for as much custody, but at the same time, I know it's not good for her. She needs both.
Right.
So like you're just asking for like primary.
I'm asking for primary. He goes over there every Wednesday night and spends the night.
Dad time. Got it.
And then every other weekend.
Okay, so that's what I would want too.
And I think it's a nice balance.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Yeah.
Because you do need a break. I don't know how I was doing it without any break. Because the 3 days, the weekend, although I miss him, it's incredible.
I know.
Where I get to recharge. Mm-hmm. We don't do enough of that.
So what do you do Wednesday nights?
I usually go out to dinner. I get a massage. I go out with girlfriends.
You
drink wine.
You. That's just awesome.
Yeah.
See, now that maybe I should fantasize about that then. Every Wednesday I get by myself. I'm going to come home and be like, hey, honey, I'm filing for divorce. I want every Wednesday. sometimes that would be a great time. But then what about holidays? Then I get sad about that.
So,
and then the other girl, I would never want him to be the other girl around.
Oh, that is in the paperwork that we have to meet the other person before Rocco can meet them.
I think you should do 6 months. That's what my brother does, where it's like
really
they have
smart.
To be dating for at least 6 months. So it's serious because you don't want just every chica coming over that he just met at the bar.
Absolutely not.
So around your son.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. And vice versa.
Oh, my God. That first meeting. Oh, I would ruin her. I'd be like, you don't call her your daughter. You don't talk to her. Oh, God, that'd be so hard, girl. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm okay with it. I'm really flexible with it.
You're at peace with it.
I'm at peace with it. Holidays are pretty easy because my family's Jewish and his family's Catholic.
Oh, great.
So he takes the Catholic holidays.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah. It just works.
Because you celebrate Christmas all month then.
Yeah. All month.
Fantastic.